Darwin, you'll never guess where he's buried.
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the new children's book on dinosaurs entitled Dinosaurs for Kids.
I usually visit England once a year on a speaking tour, and even though there are some good churches there, there's not much biblical Christianity left in public life. This was once a nation where most people believed in the Creator God. So what's happened? Let me share my experience at Westminster Abbey, that big church in London. Many famous people are buried there. Kings and queens, a number of famous scientists like Sir Isaac Newton, who was a believer in the Bible, and another very famous person is buried there, Charles Darwin. Darwin is actually buried in the floor of the church. When I found his grave in the Abbey, it suddenly struck me about what had happened to the church in England. The man who popularized the philosophy of evolution, which destroys the foundation of the church, was honored by the church and buried in the very foundation of the church. The church honored Darwin instead of honoring God's foundational word. Oh, how the church needs to return to the foundation that God is creator and his word is truth.
Christians, by and large, don't hold to biblical authority as they once did. And so are we surprised that society is more accepting of homosexual marriage and abortion? Ken Ham reveals the connection between social ills and the Bible's first book and a great new DVD. Get your copy when you call toll-free 1-888-89-ANSWERS and make a donation of any size or on the web at answersoffer.org.